Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. In honor of the season, some classical music that's traditionally heard at Christmas time. Everybody shall be exalted. George Frederick Handel's Messiah wasn't written for Christmas. It was first performed in April. Messiah is an oratorio, a piece for solo singers, chorus, and orchestra that's based on a sacred, a religious story. Even though oratorios are performed on stage, they're different from operas, because unlike an opera, the story is not acted out. Handel's oratorio Messiah tells the story of Jesus, whom Christians consider to be the Messiah. The whole first part of the oratorio is about his birth. The text of Handel's Messiah comes from the Bible. Part of it is from the Old Testament, like the book of Isaiah. And Messiah also uses parts of the New Testament. There's an opera that really has nothing to do with Christmas, even though this is the time of year when you usually see it. Maybe German composer Engelbert Humperdinck's opera Hansel and Gretel got connected to Christmas because it was first performed on December 23rd, over 100 years ago. Unlike Handel's Messiah, there's not much religion in Hansel and Gretel, except the evening prayer that the title characters sing when they realize they're going to have to spend the night in the woods. There is an opera that was written just for Christmas. In fact, it was also written especially for television. Amahl and the Night Visitors by Giancarlo Menotti was first performed on TV, live, on Christmas Eve, 1951. It's the story of a poor boy, Amahl, and his mother, who gives shelter for a night to the three wise men, in the opera Three Kings, as they're on their way to visit the baby Jesus.
This is my box, this is my box. I never travel without my box. In the third drawer. In the third drawer. Oh, little boy, oh, little boy, in the third drawer I keep licorice, licorice, black sweet licorice, black sweet licorice. Have some.
The opera ends with a miracle. Amahl, who couldn't walk without a crutch, is cured. As he gets ready to go with the kings to give his crutch to the newborn baby, he says goodbye to his mother.
What to do with your crutch?
You can tie it to my back.
Don't forget to wear your hat.
I shall always wear my hat.
So, my darling, goodbye.
So, my darling, goodbye.
I shall miss you very much, very much.
Those three pieces of classical music, Amahl and the Night Visitors, Hansel and Gretel, and Handel's Messiah, have all become Christmas traditions. And of course, so has Tchaikovsky's ballet, The Nutcracker. I'm Naomi Lewin. I produce Classics for Kids with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. We'd like to wish you and your family all the best this holiday season and to invite you to tune in again next time for more Classics for Kids.